Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good evening, it's Current Time, and I'm Nick Winters with WRITG News. Tonight, a shattered continent, dragons running amok, and a random duo that seems to think they can do something about it. And of course, the weather. But right now, we're going to go live on location to our three favorite guys. Ken, Trevor, Arcos, what do you see?
Hello, I am Ken Brown, and as your Game Master, I welcome you back to the world of Riven, the Shattered Continent. Will the rest of this merry band introduce themselves?
Hello there, I'm Arcos Ironjaw Pissarro, and I'm an Alacocra monk. And the world is confusing lately, but I plan to use my second chance to give everyone else theirs. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw. The world is strange right now, but I have given my word. No matter how fate directs me, I shall stand and protect those who cannot protect themselves. Portrayed by Brad Konauer.
Thanks, crew, and thank you for joining us at our table. Now, prepare yourselves for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, listeners. Ken, your Game Master here. I want to thank you for joining us here at Rolling in the Geek. We are once again, though, asking you for your support, because through your support, we are able to create content with improved quality and quantity. Check out Rolling in the Geek over on Patreon and choose a tier with rewards that fit you. Every little bit helps us along our path. Now back to three guys who are more excited to game than sleep. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. The team walks through the town towards the King's Keep, but Harko stops to have another chat with the Tabaxi, thinking that he is possibly Iacor in disguise, but the
I'm glad you fucked that up, because I'm very angry that you're putting my shortcomings out there for the world.
But the Tabaxi refutes that, stating that his name is Aquin, and he apologizes for not introducing himself earlier. Frustrated, Harkos moves on. They reach the King's Keep to find William along with five of his best guards waiting for them at the front gate. William tells them that the rest of his guards are searching the upper levels of the keep and securing it just in case anything else happens. They all then head below through the kitchen's larder. After entering, they find a forked path, which no one is sure of what to do, so the B team gets to work making a plan. With the accrued knowledge between William and Avalon, they split the teams up thusly. William, with his guards and Avalon, head down the path towards the wine cellars and brewery, while Lenara, Richard, and the rest of the Brava's crew head to the food storage. Trevor, Harkos, and Zuriel head down the center path towards the dungeons. They reach the first set of dungeons and start to figure out that this is a middle section, and that there are sections above and below them. The cells here are all occupied with people, reaching their hands out begging for food and water. Harkos tries to give one of them a ration, but he grabs Harkos and tries to stab into his arm with a shiv. Harkos gets away, and the prisoners all recite as one for them to continue further down and that she knows that they're there. They head down the next spiral staircase and are pleased to see an unoccupied cell block. A locked door at the end bars their passage, with a voice on the other side saying that he can't allow them to pass. Arcos starts to threaten, but the voice becomes bored, snaps a finger, and they hear the cells in the floor above open. They break through the door just before the mass of former prisoners catches up with them. They break through the next door to find the Dragon Mage standing in their way. They fight, with Harkos pulling out a clutch stunning strike, and they are able to finish it off, but are still surrounded by the swarm.
Ugh.
And that is where we pick back up.
You think that's uncomfortable, Brad? You should wait till you hear the fucking thoughts that I had about what we have to deal with. Because we're in episode proper now. I don't think we should try to lethally deal with any of these people, because that's what they are, is people.
Well, Trevor did already wall of fire a decent chunk of them that were coming through pretty hot.
I was mad at my dice when all that was going down, so Harkos didn't have time to react to that, because Harkos is getting mad at his thieves' tools in a very meta way for whatever reason. But as I thought about what had transpired and as I was editing and stuff, these are just people. These are also people that have been put in here because they've been cracking down more, which is probably just fucking food for the dragon, as it were. So I don't know. Nick specifically doesn't think it would be great to just straight up murder these people just because they're all crazy. But I don't know if there's any way to make them uncrazy, so who the fuck am I to judge? I don't know. Just my thoughts. Harker's probably won't express anything because it seems like a 180 turn from where we were last week. Just wanted to make you have a guilty conscience as we plowed through this horde that's attempting to murder our face.
And you do not know if there is a way to break this hold that Syraxis has over them, or if she would leave, if it would break it. You have no idea like what to do, and kind of the heat of the moment here is going to be kind of difficult to figure that out.
Heat of the moment.
It's like not quite that sexy, but you know.
They're going to be your song at the end of the episode.
No, I already wrote that. It's already been determined.
I think that should be your song at some point.
See, but then I'm going to be inclined to do it like a couple episodes in a row to make a Supernatural reference, and then no one's going to get it but like Ken and I, and then it's just, people are going to be like, why has he been doing the same song? Like, and not even like you make different parodies out of the same song. Do the same parody. Like
the same parody.
Three fucking episodes
word
in a row.
Word for word.
And
you don't even do it. You just cut and paste
the audio. I'm going to do it, and then you guys are going to be like, isn't that the one you just did? And I'm not going to acknowledge it. What the fuck? I spent a lot of time. You know what? Stop your recording. And yeah, it'll be a great time for me. It'll never happen, but I like the idea.
It's a fun fantasy note to weave for yourself. Mm-hmm. I could do this to them.
Yeah.
Those chuckle fucks wouldn't even realize. They wouldn't know what's going on. Anyway, so you're in a hallway surrounded by a swarm.
And there's still more coming, yes?
You can assume so, but you're kind of, you know, your vision down the hall is blocked, so you don't know. We will go ahead because you are still very much in combat right now. Trevor took down the Dragon Mage. Zuriel is up next, and you see her reload her rifle and look to you, unsure of what to do. So, Harkos, you are the one that is up next.
Is there another door out of this room?
Yes, there is a door at the opposite end of the hall, the same way, it's the same kind of configuration that you've seen up until this point.
I'm assuming, does it... If I go up and inspect the door, does it lock on this side or the other side?
You know from previous experience that it locks from the it locks from the opposite side from where you're at. So
okay,
you could try to pick it from either side, but like the easy way is on the opposite end from where you're at.
Well, I'm just trying to gauge if we are able to make it through that door without destroying it, if we could lock it behind us.
Yeah, and so that's, if you're able to get through it without destroying it, the locking mechanism is on the opposite side of the door, so you would be able to close the door and lock it from your side.
Okay, I'm going to say that I think that's the play. So Harkle's make that comment. Based on the sound of things, I don't know that the three of us... I mean, I know Zuriel's more like three in herself, but I don't know how long we could hold off that wave that it sounds like is headed our way. I think our best bet is to try and put as many locked doors between us and them as we can.
You get to working on the door,
God.
I will do my best to keep them off of you.
Okay. I'm sure everything's gonna go great. Okay.
So, what are you doing, Harkos?
I'm gonna go attempt to open the door in front of us.
Okay, you are surrounded right now, so you will take attacks of opportunity.
Why don't you hold your action until I go?
I will. What I will do is spend a key point to take to do patient defense, take the dodge. No, that's dodge. That's not disengage, you dumbass. Sorry. Step of the wind. That's what I was thinking of. Disengage as a bonus action.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. So you duck, dip, dodge, dive, and dodge out of the way of that. I did that totally out of order, and I'm ashamed of myself. But you dip out and run past, and you are able to make it to the door with the movement that you have. So you could use your action to try and pick the lock.
Yep.
If it's locked.
Well, yeah, I'm. Yeah,
it's locked.
I was gonna say, first of all, I would try the fucking door.
It's locked. I'm sorry. I dangled that carrot in front of you, and I didn't realize how much of a dick move it was in the moment.
So it's sleight of hand, yeah.
Yes.
And then because I'm proficient, I get my proficiency bonus, so I add the plus +3 to it as well. All right. Oh shit! I dropped it on the table. New Friday, new Harkos. Nope, same Harkos. That's a nat one.
God!
So let me not throw that back in the bag. Let's put you over in the shame corner.
Oh, dear. Well.
I'm sad. I'm so mad.
Oh, man.
God! I don't want to do this another week in a row.
After Harkos is the swarm. Yeah. So, Trevor. Nope. That's a 15. I don't think that does it either.
Nope.
It's an 18?
Nope.
One more. Nope. Okay, so it's just all these dudes just like clawing and slapping at you, and it's just doing nothing to you. They can't pierce through your armor and shield.
Wonderful. My go?
No.
No. There's more.
Oh. But wait! There's more.
Because that's just you. There's a chunk of them on Zuriel, too.
They're all going after me, thank you.
No.
And that, yes.
That's a hit. It's a miss. That's a hit. 15, that was a hit. And that's a 23. Wow. Okay, so three hits on Zuriel.
Come on.
Hit. Get out of the bathtub, rubber ducky day. Thank you. Sorry. Sorry, future audio wizard Nick. Okay. Grand total of 7 damage to Zuriel. They don't do much damage, but there's a lot of them. So,
right.
You know. And the three of them that were on you, Nick, are now running down towards you.
Does that mean we get attack of opportunities?
You would get one. Zuriel is not melee. She would not have an opportunity. So you can try to hit one of them.
You're darn right I'm gonna.
Are you lethally attacking?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Lanrose, damn.
That's a 24.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, my non-lethal comment was more to put Brad and I on a guilt train. I don't know that Trevor or Harkos, especially after that fucker tried to gouge my hand, if they'd really be in the mindset to be mindful of these just being people.
Now, because it's been a while and my brain doesn't remember, I can't use my green flame blade unless I take that that 1 feat. Yeah,
yeah. I think it's Warcaster.
Yep,
that one. Yep. Okay.
So, on that note, he gets 10 bludgeoning and 7 fire.
Okay, you slam right into his back and you hear things pop and crack.
Ah!
And he falls to the ground, obviously quite dead. And Zuriel goes, oh, we're doing that then. Yes, that's, we're, okay.
I don't think we have much of a choice.
And she's gonna, you know what, actually, I think that she has something else that she could do.
Hold, how would please. You know?
Hold.
I don't like how I had an afterthought in the week between recording sessions, and now Ken seems to be doubling down on that. Yeah, they're people. Why are you being dicks? With fucking side comments from the NPCs.
Well, that's why I didn't have her act, is because she didn't really, you know, she wasn't sure what the deal would be with them. So,
oh, she wouldn't, because these are like an extension of dragons. So I feel like it would be to remove them with extreme prejudice, with the way she reacted when
Trevor was friends with Numerath. She is righteous in her beliefs, but she's also, you know, not. She's not like evil. I don't know.
Oh, so like she's just one of those hypocrites where, like, as long as it fits her agenda, everything's all hunky dory. But the moment you like go against the in this moment, she's like, no, dragon stuff's okay because these are just people. But like in the other moment, she's like, your dragon's really fucking scary, so you're a freak.
So I'm pretty sure that same little thing there could be said about either of you.
Nah.
Okay.
We're the main characters. People don't say mean things about the main characters.
So she turns, and you hear her like pull a lever and on the rifle, and you hear it like kind of like whir up with something. And then Nope. Okay. So you see this, like, burst of sonic energy come off of the end of her rifle, in a 15-foot cone down the opposite end of the hallway. Which is... eight damage to each of them. And so you see a whole bunch of them get thrown, like it pushes them back, and then some of them like pushes them up against like the bars of the cells, against the stone walls, and there are six of them that collapse after that. And you hear her pull the lever on that again, and a cartridge come flying off, and she smacks another one in there, and she goes, okay, let's go. And then starts moving.
Damn.
And it is now Harkos's turn. So you've got three that are on you right now, or you've got two.
Did you skip me?
Wait. Did I?
Yeah, I think you did.
Oh yeah, because you made the attack of opportunity. I completely forgot. Yeah, so you should have been before Zuriel. I apologize.
Oh my god, that's fine.
I done fuckered up.
All right, so Trevor's gonna spirit guardians.
Oh well, yeah, that'll. Yeah. Just murder all these poor people. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, they were already old dead.
Old ladies and shit just beating people to death with fucking rolling pins.
Hey, at that point, I mean, that's on you, because technically all those old ladies are NPCs also, so it's NPC on NPC violence, and that's your fault for saying that it was lethal.
Nick makes valid points.
Brad just cast the spell, but he doesn't control it.
Okay.
Well, he's not an evocationist.
So you have... five that are on you right now. So why don't is it a wisdom saving throw?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Nope. Is that 13? Do it.
Nope.
Okay. That's a 2. That's a 1. And that's a 12. So, nope. None of them make the save. Pretty sure it wouldn't matter. Nope.
Radiant damage.
So, old ladies go and just start beating the holy hell out of all of these former prisoners that are around you. It's radiant damage, so it's... beating the holy hell out of them.
Yeah.
They go around you just smacking the shit out of people, and all five of them go down almost instantaneously.
Wonderful.
So you have cleared everything around you except for the three that are on, or the two that are on Harkos.
How far away from me are they?
30 feet.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I can still move, though, yeah?
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to...
Now you don't have to worry about attacks of opportunity, you murder hobo.
I'm going to move towards... I'm going to move towards Harkos. Yeah. About 5 feet away from him.
Yeah? Yeah, is that what you're going to do?
10 feet away from him.
Yeah, is that what you're going to do?
That way I keep a distance and... can hopefully hold the horde back. Yes, that's what I'm gonna do.
Is that what you're gonna do, you monster?
That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
Can't believe you killed those people. It's rude of you.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You know, Brad, we're gonna piss him off, and then we're not in a good place to anger the dark god, okay?
Oh god. So you go running up, and as soon as the old ladies are within striking distance, they just start pummeling these poor people.
You're trying to make me feel bad, and I don't.
Yeah. Not their fault they were in prison.
You're right. It's not their fault. It's also not their fault.
We don't know that.
That's fair. We don't know that it's not their fault they were in prison. It's definitely not. It's more than likely not their fault that they're under Cyraxis's control.
Correct.
However,
you know that that's not their fault. That this is probably an effect from one of her dragon, one of the dragon runes that
right.
you've heard of before.
However, Trevor's mind right now is we don't know exactly what her power is, and just we have a mission, and knocking them out could potentially backfire on us.
Okay.
Well, and so. Ken says that they didn't volunteer. I like to think that for every 100 to 200 stabby McHand fucks, there's at least one Rengar. So
fair.
Some fucking heretic that's just like, I love the dragons. Weirdo.
So there's how many? Three on Nick?
Two.
There's two.
Two. Do I need to roll damage again?
No, don't.
Are you sure?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
If you want to, you can.
I
shouldn't deny you. I shouldn't deny you.
Let the record state that the initial diagnosis from the DM was, no, Brad, don't roll damage. I will just damage the innocent people for you.
That's 16 points of damage.
Yeah, that just... Old ladies fucking decimate them.
In the case of the players versus the DM, this is our story. Gong gong.
Telling you, old lady with a rolling pin's freaking scary. I chose my spirit guardians wisely.
Mm-hmm. Apparently. So Harkos, you have a clearing here between Trevor and Zuriel. You have at least a round of time before more will get up on you.
The question.
Mm-hmm.
Where did I have to go by Zuriel, or is she close to Harkos?
She moved closer to Harkos.
Okay, so she's behind me, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Harkos, are you going to give this another go?
Yeah.
It is now your turn.
Definition of insanity is repeating the same action on repeat over and over, expecting a different outcome. That's an 11 total.
11 total?
11 total, rolled a nice solid 4.
I mean, is there anything that... Oh, wait, he can't. Never mind. Well, he could.
Can have Harkos help him? Does that... Or Tark? Can I have Kingsley help Harkos? Is that possible?
Kingsley can use the help action.
That. Let's do that.
Yeah. So give it another go there, Harkos.
Sure. Why not? Nat 20.
Oh, hell. Shit.
I'm not even happy about that. Like, I'm staring at this die. Honestly, it feels like a kick in the teeth. Like, yeah, I feel like they're toying with me, man. I don't know how to explain that other than I am so mad at all of these, and I'm just like, sure. And I didn't even look. I just placed die in top of tower. I glance over, and it's just like, hey, is this what you wanted? Cool, because it's the only one for a month.
That's been my rolls for Tomb of Annihilation so far, is that I've rolled pretty well, but like the two nat 20s that I can remember from everything that we've done have been for random shit that has not been like my health and safety oriented.
Yep.
Which is somewhat upsetting. But anyway, so you find the sweet spot. Like, you feel your tools have lost some of their viability because of the numerous issues that you've run into along the way.
Uh-huh.
but you're able to slide the tools in and get them placed properly and turn the key, so to speak, and pop the lock on this door.
All right, we're good. Everybody through. And Harkos will step through the door into the hallway.
Through the door into the hallway.
Through the door into the hallway.
So the three of you, the two of you plus Ariel, get through the door and you see the wave of the swarm bearing down on you.
Harkos will slam at the door and lock the fucker up.
Okay. Slam the door, lock it up. You feel the impact as soon as they collide with it. And you can hear them clawing and gnashing at the door, trying to get through. This is a pretty heavy door. I mean, it took a pretty significant hit from Trevor and Zuriel on the door, on the second door,
mm-hmm.
to get it open, but the sheer number of them, yeah. they will eventually make it. So you're on somewhat of a clock right now.
And Hargos is very aware of that, so he's just going to be like, all right, deeper, the more of, hopefully there's more doors or something that we can put between us and them, but we need to cover a lot of ground fast.
Spirit Guardians last for 10 minutes, so you let me know when it's down.
Damn. That's bonkers. It lasts for 10 fucking minutes?
Yeah.
Concentration up to 10 minutes.
Damn.
I almost picked a different cleric for Tomb of Annihilation just because of how useful that's been here. I wanted to pick one that got Shield Guardians, but I can just pick up the spell rather than it being part of my cleric spells.
Yeah, it's still a cleric spell either way.
Yeah. There was just a class that I got given it for free, so I was like, oh, I might just pick that one, but I really liked doing the peace domain, so.
Yeah, you made a good choice. So you head down the stairs, and roll perception for me, both of you.
Both of us.
Okay.
I've got a 14.
16.
Okay. So you can hear almost like wind coming up through this up through the spiral staircase. And you feel like this, the staircase is almost like shifting, like it's not as steady as the other ones have been. As you get to the bottom, you see why. This whole section of the dungeons almost looks like it's been purposely cleared. You still have the roof, like the roof structure, and there's like some pillars that are supporting it that are still there. But most of the walls, most of the cell block has been destroyed. And there's actually like chunks of the floor that are gone as well. Like there's been some serious damage that's been done here, but it doesn't look like anything else is going on. Like there's not like a bunch of people running around. Like as you're looking out through here, I'm keeping your same perceptions. As you're looking out into this block, you don't see anybody. You don't see like tools left over. You don't see you see a lot of rubble, and that's pretty much it, except for some remains of pillars, you know, support pillars that are scattered throughout this level. So what do you want to do?
Keep moving? Question mark?
I mean, yeah. With like...
We don't really have much of a choice, but stay on our toes.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, still obviously with moderate haste, but cautious, being as this doesn't sound like a super safe place for many reasons.
Okay. So you proceed on. So it's the same kind of setup that you're walking into the center of three cell blocks. That you're walking into the center one, and then there's one on the right, and there's one on the left, and you can kind of confirm that because of how torn up these walls are. As you walk forward, go ahead and roll dexterity saving throws for me, please.
Okay. That's more like me, I suppose.
Yeah.
I got a 22.
No, I got a 15.
Okay.
I rolled a 15 on the die.
So you guys proceed onward, and Trevor, your foot lands on one of the blocks that make up this floor, and you feel it give way. And a small section of the floor gives out underneath you, about like a 5 foot wide section gives out underneath you, and you hear it fall.
Oh, hang on. Sorry. I forgot that I have Shield Master and I can add my AC bonus to a dex save. So that puts me a 17.
You made it. And that okay. You did not fall, but you saw it give way and were able to pull yourself back.
Okay. Okay.
You actually got on the money for it. So, as you kind of peer down, there are sharpened stakes and old rusty swords and daggers and broken pieces of glass that have been shoved into anything that it can. This was very purposely set up to try to kill somebody that tried to cross through.
Oh boy.
Well, it's always a good sign when that's the welcome mat.
Yeah. Oof. I guess we should be on our guard for more than just living things.
At least we know that we should be headed in the right direction, I suppose.
Agreed.
Weirdly, that brings me no solace.
Okay, so what do you want to do? How are you proceeding?
So is this relatively the same though? Like there's just the other end of the room that we know that we're headed towards to get out?
Yeah, so you're heading to the other end of this cell block, and then you go over one, and then you go down the other side of the cell block, and then that is your next staircase. If it is set up the same way, which it seems like it is based on what you're seeing. But that's the assumption that you can make based on your previous experience.
Okay. So yeah, just that and taking, paying extra attention to the floor, I suppose, maybe slowing ourselves down a little bit just so we don't make some moronic misstep and go tumbling to a glassy death.
Okay, so you proceed cautiously onward. So why don't both of you roll me investigation checks to see if you can spot any other issues?
Ugh. Okay. It's an 18 total for me.
Investigate. 14. I don't have any bonuses.
Okay. Trevor, make a perform a dexterity saving throw, please.
I just did that.
Yeah, do it again.
That gives me a dirty 20.
Okay. So very similar situation happens, is that your foot lands on another section of floor that gives way, and then actually like parts of it cave in once those blocks fall, looks like this is more of like a berry kind of trap, that it almost like fills itself back in with the amount of rubble that comes down with it.
All right, this is one room and this is already getting old.
But after that, you make it to the end of this first hallway. Door is open, and it looks a little worse for the wear, but it's still somewhat functional if you wanted to close it behind you.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Like, just to be safe.
Okay. Roll dexterity saving throws.
What an asshole.
You go to close the door and you hear something above you shift.
That is a 18 total.
Cool, mine's a 9.
Ugh. So, Trevor, you were able to kind of like bring your shield up and you feel some rubble bounce off of it. Harkos, on the other hand, I think you still take half damage because it's, yep, it's a dexterity save. So you'll still only take half damage. But
never mind.
So you'll take 4 damage after the half. So it was 8, take half, so 4. As some large chunks of stone come down on you.
Ow. Super on me for that, but it still hurt. Is the door shut now though?
Yeah, you're able to kind of move the pieces of rock that fell with that were being propped up by the door. You're able to move them, so you're able to close the door.
Does it have any sort of locking mechanism still that is operable?
It not on this side.
Okay.
It is on the inside part of it. It's kind of made in different tiers so that no matter where a breakout occurs, that there is a way to lock it down.
Gotcha.
If there's a breakout. So like this one, the lock is on the inside so that it can block off the other two cell blocks from the stairs.
So I think even as fruitless as it is, Harkos will probably like notice there's no lock on this side, and then the little bit of rubble that fell, he's just going to scoot it in front of the base of the door. Just for his comfort.
Hey, something's better than nothing. All right, so you...
Good.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Oh, never mind. It's a concentration. Now then, never mind. Ignore me.
Okay. So do you proceed onward?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and roll perception checks for me, please.
8.
Also 8.
Ah!
Okay. You hear more wind, like kind of sweeping through these corridors, but that's all that you hear.
Cool.
Great.
That's not ominous at all.
But do you head to the next section that should take you to the next spiral stair?
Yeah, yep. Sure do.
Okay. So you take a left and you head down to the next cell block. The door here is completely blown off, that there is nothing left of the door.
Cool.
As you look through the door, you see the pathway that leads to the other side. But outstretching from that, to the left, you see the other cell block. You know, like from some of the holes in the wall, like you can see where you just came through. When you look out to the right, it's very different. The whole right side of the cell block has been completely torn off. That you can see like the doorways for all of the individual cells, but the back wall is completely gone the whole stretch of way down. And you were looking out into a somewhat familiar landscape, that the landscape that you're looking out into is very underdarky.
Oh boy.
Great.
I keep moving, ?
I kind of think we should go look out the wall that's been ripped off.
Okay.
So I think Harkos would move to do that, and seeing that, he would go into one of the cells and kind of peer over.
So are you like trying to like look down? Like what are you specifically looking at?
Like that's my understanding, is that it would be down, but he's just kind of going to see like what happened to have ripped. Like, I guess he would just be going to look in a 360 degree over there. Like, was there something that went up and tore this fucking wall off? Is there like just endless darkness down? Did something fucking tear through here left from right, or vice versa?
The fact that they have a dungeon going down into the Underdark is already fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
So tell me, Harkos, how close are you getting to the edge?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Probably close enough for you to fuck me. Unless there's something that's indicative of shit getting sour as he gets closer, he's gonna get, I don't know, a 5 foot square away from the edge, because he doesn't want to get too close in case the floor gives way and falls in. I mean, I know boy's got wings, but if this is an underdark chasm, I'm sure it's also got fucking gusts that'll fuck me up. So,
or spiders. So you look out,
or spiders. From where you're at. Spiders.
And you're kind of like trying to, in the angle that you're at, from what you're describing, you're not getting like a great angle to look, you know, completely down or completely up.
Mm-hmm.
But as you look up, and I mean, you see the typical like kind of cave roof of some of the wide open sections of the Underdark that, you know, what similar to what you experienced when you were, you know, that you were in town there. And when you look down, you see this chasm is massive, that you're having a very difficult time seeing that far down. But what you can see is movement.
Lots and lots
of movement.
Do I feel any sort of like wind movement?
No.
From where I am at all?
No, you do not.
Oh. I don't know what to do. My instincts are I have the ability to go fucking check this shit out, but I don't have a way to get Trevor down there too, because fucking Zuriel, I could just be like, how hard is it for you to go coin mode and just fucking carry her ass, and but Trevor doesn't have a coin mode
that you know of,
and I'm not fair, and I'm not gonna wait for his slow ass to climb down there and better put fall down there.
But he said it's so far down. Oh,
Brad, I need help.
Well, I would say Trevor's heading over there with you. So if you want to take a peek, we could maybe rope to each other so you don't get totally screwed.
Yeah, okay. I don't know that we are going to have a length of rope that's going to make a dip. Like, I'm just going to be like, you see the same thing slightly bigger than it was before by about 50 feet.
I mean, it's worth a shot, I guess? Question mark?
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay, so you kind of tie a rope off to both of you. And then are you just like flying into the chasm and trying to get a little bit lower so you can try to see this closer?
Yep.
Okay. Can you go ahead and roll an investigation check for me, please?
Sure. Lots of rolling in this game.
I mean, it is Dungeons & Dragons.
13.
Okay, so you fly out, and you like, are you just gonna like floating yourself down?
Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of float yourself down, and then you're kind of trying to hover a little bit and see things closer. And the best way that I can describe the movement is erratic and mechanical. That it seems like it's the same movements that are happening over and over again, but in erratic patterns. So like something will happen in one section and then you see the same kind of movement happening somewhere else. Like, and because of the scale and the distance that you're talking, it's very difficult to get your mind around. what you're actually seeing. It just seems like masses of something that is that far below you.
And it's like far enough below that Harkos could make the logical leap that should we continue just cell block stairs, it's going to be a while, right? Like
this is a massive amount of distance between you. Like we're talking thousands of feet, not hundreds.
Oh shit.
The enormity of this, the area that you were in with your whole Underdark experience, this thing dwarfs that experience by magnitudes. That whatever you're looking out into is just insanely huge.
I don't know what to do. I'll come back and I'll tell Trevor. I don't know what is down there, but it's almost mechanical in nature. It seems with the way it's repeating the same thing over and over and over. But what it's repeating, it doesn't quite make sense. It's unrecognizable. It's so far down. It's incredibly far down.
As you come back over and you start explaining that, go ahead and roll another investigation check, this time with advantage.
Okay. That's a nat 20.
And do you want to roll again?
Yeah, I did. And I got a 2 out of my system, so I'm happy with that.
You explain all of this, and then you look back over, and you're... Something feels very off. It doesn't quite have the same depth, like, from you going out there and coming back in. As you look back out at it, it doesn't have the same depth that it did before. It seems smaller.
So...
And you have this thought, and then your vision kind of blurs out for a moment, and then you're staring at the cell wall. What?
Like the back wall?
Yeah.
I'm gonna reach my hand out to touch it.
That you feel cold stone.
Trevor, are you seeing this?
I was going to say, did I see this too?
Nope.
I'm still looking out into the...
Yeah, you're still looking out into this massive chasm that the cell blocks open up into.
And is Harkos still there?
Yep.
Okay.
But you see Harkos reach out and touch something, and then that same thing happens to you, that your vision kind of blurs out, and you see the back wall.
What in the...
And from above you, you hear a crash.
Oh,
As the swarm breaks through the first barricade that you put up.
So there's a real part of me, but I don't know what the fuck just happened there. There's part of me that thinks we need to... There's part of me that thinks we should try and break through this wall. But it's a fucking stone wall. And who knows how thick.
You guys aren't dumb. This was some very powerful illusion magic.
But
wonderful.
But in what? I just don't... Okay.
Onward, quickly.
Yep.
It did exactly what it was supposed to do.
Which it slowed us down.
Slow you down.
Okay.
So you proceed onward.
Yep.
You go the rest of the way down the hall. There are no, you do not experience any more of those like giveaway floors.
Thank goodness.
You get to the other end of the hallway. The door is open. It is in similar condition to the last one that you just closed up before coming down here. So a little worse for the wear, but it's something.
Yeah.
Close it.
Are you closing it?
Yes.
Yep, close it.
Hey, can you please roll me dexterity saving throws?
That's a 21.
And mine's a 12.
Okay.
I mean, it's the same numbers.
Harkos, I'm sorry. You will still take half damage from this, though. So. Oh, okay, D6. Take 2 damage as a pebble hits you in the forehead. I rolled a 2, a 1, and a 1.
Hey, so, damage is damage, okay? Every little bit hurts.
So you take 2 damage. As it was almost the exact same setup as the previous door, that as soon as you move the door, you feel rocks shift and give away, and a handful of rocks fall around you. Your reflexes are still fast enough to mostly move out of the way, but a rock falls on one of your toes, and you, ow, and that's about the end of that. But same way with the floor above you, that the lock is on this side, so you are able to put another full lock between you and the swarm.
Good.
Keep moving.
Okay. So you close and lock the door, and you see the spiral staircase. This spiral is in rough shape. It looks, the metal on the railings looks rusted. The stone is broken and chipped away. It looks like there has not been any kind of maintenance done here for a very long time. Even on the floor above you, you can tell that these are pretty far reaches that they probably haven't had to fill for years and years and years and years. But you proceed down. The staircase seems sturdy enough. As you finish your descent.
Sweet.
And as you get to the bottom, there is a sign listing lower cell block. And there is a sign that below that that says access prohibited.
This is terrible. We can't go any farther. No, I didn't really say that.
We just try the door, right?
Yeah.
We just keep.
Hey, the door is locked. And it is not just locked in the way that the other doors that you had gotten, that you actually feel heavier resistance against it, like it has been barred by something.
Of course it has.
Go ahead and roll perception for me while you guys are standing here. You're kind of trying to figure this out.
12.
Also 12?
Okay. Jesus.
There is an abnormal amount of...
13. Oh, sorry, I thought it was a plus 2. It's a plus 3.
There is an abnormal amount of light coming from around this door than what you've experienced on the other levels.
Does it have, like, the barred window by chance?
No. No, it is just a solid door.
dumb.
I mean, we could try and bust it down.
I suppose that's our only option.
I don't know what else we could do. I really don't. Cause I don't really have anything other than beat the shit out of stuff, so.
Would the man with the large hammer like to try, or would you like me to, try my hand at it?
How about you try it first?
Very well. So she unslings her rifle, and she looks in a pack by her side, and she takes out a cartridge. And you see her pull that same lever that she used to unload the last one. She takes the previous cartridge out. She shoves this one in, closes it back up, and she levels it at the door. Okay, it's an 18 on the die. Nice. So she levels the gun at the door, and she goes, you probably want to take a 5 or 6 steps away.
Definitely step back.
But she pulls the trigger, and a spout of flame blasts off the front of her rifle and blows a significant chunk of this door away, and very quickly sticks to the rest of the door and burns the rest of the wood away in a matter of seconds.
Well,
then she pulls that lever and unloads that and goes, I've never used that before.
You definitely need more of those. That was impressive.
Oh my god, I do! So you all, the amount of light that was created by that was intense, and it is only overpowered by the amount of light that is coming from within this room.
Yeah, of course.
As you look through the doorway, you come back up and you actually peer around and into this room. You can see what was probably at one time construction of this lower cell block. You see equipment, you see metal bars that are all stacked up to make the doors for each of these cells. And it looks like about halfway down, they had to stop. And the reason why they had to stop is that there is a river of flowing liquid ley line that is cutting its way through this level of cell block.
Well, if this isn't a good opportunity, I'm gonna go dip my hammer in it.
Oh my god.
That's why I didn't want to fucking say anything. I was waiting. I knew. I felt it coming in my bones.
Sir? Sir?
Yep. You don't have any Dragon Rock in there right now.
Oh, fair. Yeah, okay, never mind.
Go ahead and do it, though. If you want to do it, do it.
I mean, God. Man. Nick, roll high or low for me.
Oh, God.
Okay, just know it's going to be fucking... If I waste a 20 right now...
do you want me to have Ken do it? I'll have Ken do it.
Nope, I'm fucking doing it. It's too late. Didn't waste 20, but I wasted a 1.
All right, I go dip my hammer in it.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Going with your previous experience, you decide that you want to dip Artanim into the liquid ley line.
In theory, it's more powerful this time.
It is more powerful this time. As soon as you dip the hammer in, I think you get the sense of why this was a bad idea. As you can see the handle where the you dip the hammerhead in, and then the haft of the weapon, you can see how corrosive this is on the material. That almost as soon as it makes contact, it starts pitting into the metal, almost like it's deteriorating. Roll a dexterity check for me, please.
A check, not a save?
Yes.
Dirty 20.
All right. You, I think, instinctively pull the hammer back. But you can see just the few moments that it was in there has caused some significant damage to the metal. Until you are able to get to a proper forge, you will take a negative one to hit and damage with the weapon.
What if, and I mean, it slows us down, but what if I cast mending?
It takes me a minute each time, and I think that the damage is significant enough that it's going to take multiple castings. You remember way back when, Brad, when I said you don't have any Dragon Rock in there?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You remember how many times I've talked about how destructive the ley lines are?
I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure we're on the same page.
I definitely do.
Okay. So it is up to you. If you want to take some time, you can.
I think it's the... I think Trevor's brain processed it the same way I did. He went, oh, we did this before. Because with all the chaos happening and whatnot, I don't think he was thinking Dragon Rock. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Luckily you passed your dexterity check, because I very quickly had some really rough ideas of things that could happen there, but anyway,
let's cross the river first.
How?
Or attempt to. How wide is it?
It's about 40 feet.
Holy crap.
No, I'm sorry. It's like 30-ish feet. It's about half of the stretch.
That's so much better.
No, that would be 40. I'm sorry. I'm going back and forth. 40.
Yeah, whatever. And it's 40, just the whole length of it that we can see, yeah?
Yeah. The 40 feet gets to the opposite side, which then you will have to do again to go through to go down the other pathway to get to the next door.
I got nothing. Well, I've already messed up once. Zuriel, do you have anything? While we're pondering, I'm mending.
Well, there is plenty of equipment. There's lots of metal bars. There's wheelbarrows and carts and all kinds of things. I mean, we can try to make some sort of rudimentary raft to try to get to the other side. I don't know how long any of these materials will hold up against that, but
I'm guessing not too long if I had to gauge it as I'm patching up my fucking hammer.
Is there anything that looks helpful on the other side at all?
I mean, there's more equipment. It looks like construction was kind of more or less happening on both sides of this thing at the same time. You know, that it wasn't just like one end to the other. I mean, so there's more carts, there's more metal bars that you can see over on the other side. I mean, there's more equipment and stuff, but without kind of like sifting through it and being able to be close, you don't know exactly what's there.
Okay, well, based on that, just to exhaust all options, Harkos will say, let me go check over there, and I'll fly over there and go look at the other stuff.
Okay. Trevor, can you give me a, tell me high or low?
I can. I don't want to.
Don't will appreciate you, please? When this happens after I say shit.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, do whatever the fuck you want. But I take that back. Ken's not allowed to do anything. Brad, come over to the other side of this river with me.
Trevor, Harkos, you start flying across to the other side. You get about halfway there and you see movement from the river. Like there's been kind of like a gentle flow to it. It's not super like, it's not like a rushing river. It's calmer than that. But you see movement. And from that movement, you start to see shapes.
Oh boy.
Hands that start reaching up out of the river. Hands made of ley line light.
Oh boy.
That reach for and grab you and try to pull you underneath the surface.
Excuse me. Excuse the fuck out of me.
And that, my friends,
you shut your hole, keep going,
is where we're gonna call
no,
it for tonight.
I reject your reality. You keep fucking going. No, it didn't happen. Go on. Go the fuck on. Ken?
Thank you all very
Ken?
Much for
Don't you do it, you salami beach.
I'm like, what the fuck? Thank you all very much for joining us at our table. This is great content for the listeners. This is precisely what they tune in to.
Well, yeah,
the
they tune
for.
In to hear your use tell us more things. Keep going!
Thank you all very much for joining us at our table. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, namely Brad being a bitch, we would kindly ask that you show us some support. The first way is through, you can do, God damn it, getting me all fucking mixed up.
God!
You could do something as simple as just buying us a coffee. If you go to ko-fi.com and search for Rolling in the Geek, you could do a one-time donation there. The other way is through our Patreon. And we are good little warlocks, and we offer up sacrifices to our patrons depending on the tier that you choose. And speaking of sacrifices, John, this is your weekly sacrifice. Thank you.
Dun, dun.
It sounds more and more ominous every week. I'm sorry.
That was super ominous.
I'm gonna have to start adding in some Foley sounds. You're gonna say that shit. I'm just gonna go, no, please, no, I don't. As we throw someone into a pit for John.
A pit of liquid ley line light.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to have fun with it.
God.
And then you gotta go and do stuff that make me want to jump on the Brad train and just interrupt your outro.
Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
Flying over a liquid ley line thing and being grabbed by damn magical bullshit hands is... You can subscribe to our newsletter on our website at rickgeekpodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek. Or you can find us on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter. And if you want to talk to a bunch of rad content creators, podcasters, artists, and all around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website, which, by the way, our wonderful friends over at Underground Oracle got nominated for an Emmy, which is absolutely amazing. So, here's hoping that they actually get the award because they totally deserve it and they're freaking amazing.
Thank you very much, Brad. I totally threw me off with the added section there at the end, but I'm glad that you did because I, in the moment, I did not remember. So I'm glad that you did.
Yeah, they built Marcos's subclass.
They did, which is an excellent subclass.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Dun, 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 dun. Nick. Nick, this week you are the sound cleric of the Order Domain. With your rigorous work, you are able to take the chaos that is our recording sessions and turn it into one cohesive episode for our listeners to take in and enjoy. Can you please organize us something fun to go out on? I know that that's not really what Order is going for, but you know, it works with the theme. So organize us something fun to go out on.
It's gonna be a from Nick and Hard Post. As we're having tons of fun in episode 91. I'm pretty sure that's what I used last time. Don't care. Tune in next week to see what Ken gives us to chew in episode 92. Man, triple digits are going to get even... I said the same thing about double digits, but triple digits going to be a monster. Everything's gonna start to get real worried this week. I got nothing to say before this song. It's a song I redid the words most of them. It's about dice. Shocking, I know. I was writing it before we started recording, and I was like, I'm gonna do this part and the chorus and the bridge, and that's gonna be it. I rewrote the whole thing. So I'll try and get through it as quick as I can. Without further ado, parody for episode 91. Here we go. Welcome to the end. This will result in you getting the sack. Find somewhere new to sleep. All because they found you buying a new set of dice, even after all your scolding. So your spouse has thrown you on your ass.
Oh, man.
I can't.
Oh, man.
Find your center. Find your center. I can do this. getting all new designs without any remorse. Never can decide. Then they come and yell and shout about paying the bills. But you have new dice, so whatever. This is why you're sleeping on a couch. Buying more in the dark when they find you. Hiding the fact that the dice are all you need. But they know, and so they are forced to kick you out and pretend to hate it while you check if Kickstarter's been updated. Buying dice is all that rules my world. Okay, end of the song.
Yes.
Always filled with indecision. Own them all is my true mission. Buying more dice to build my brand new. I say that I promise to be done now, but I just can't seem to figure out how. I just want a world ruled by dice. I'm alone and on the streets. Share my story with all that I meet. Having dice makes me feel so complete.
The fucking Kickstarter part killed me.
I don't feel like I plug Kickstarter enough. And it's definitely where a money sink for most of us go.
It's so real too right now because I just backed those Christmas tree dice. And Amber gave me a very off-putting look when I told her about it.
Are you kidding me? I have one Kickstarter set of dice that somebody got as a gift for me that haven't shown up yet. I have two Kickstarters for dice that haven't shipped to me yet. And I just Kickstarted another dice campaign that's almost over. It'll be over in like 2 weeks. And I have none of these dice. And I'm still waiting
on Cleric and Elder dice. I've got two more that are waiting, and now a third, so...
Oh, those three are a hoot. So we're going to cut away for a quick commercial break. Make sure you tune in and stay dialed in to Channel 69 WRITG News right here.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more. Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.